Wildfires have scorched tens of thousands of acres out west, more than 10 fires actively burning in California alone right now. Some good news, though, the Blue Cut fire outside of Los Angeles is now more than 80% contained. The 82,000 people who were displaced can now return home in most cases. But the people who track, fight, and try to prevent those wildfires, they're seeing a lot more of them. More fires in a fire season that starts earlier, burns hotter, and lasts longer than it used to. Meanwhile, the federal money used to douse and prevent those fires is not keeping up. Money intended to reduce the likelihood of fires is now being used to fight them. And it's a problem that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and others have been trying to get Congress to address. Robert Bonney is Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment at the USDA. He oversees the Forest Service and Natural Resources Conservation Service. Robert Bonney, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be with you, Todd.
How big is this problem now? I said that the fire season is longer and hotter, but how do you guys quantify that?
Well, our fire seasons are about 78 days longer than they were three decades ago. We're burning about twice as many acres as we used to. And the fires we're seeing are bigger and more catastrophic. So the challenge is enormous, and the budget implications of that are significant.
Is that a function of climate change?
So there are really three things at play. One, clearly, is climate change. There's no question that climate change is having an impact on both the fire season and the intensity of the fire season. But also, we've had a lot of past management practices. We've reduced the small fires that used to occur and clear out underbrush, and so our forests now have more fuels than they used to. We've also built a lot of houses along the edges of forests, what we call the wildland-urban interface, and that, too, has created substantial challenges. And those three things are driving not only the land management problem, but the budget problem.
So that means fire season is worse, but people are living closer to the fires, which makes the human element worse.
That's exactly right. It puts both those houses in the way of danger, but also our firefighters.
Now, Congress tries to come up with money for all of these efforts, fire prevention and firefighting, by taking the last 10 years and kind of projecting forward and saying, okay, we know what we spent 10 years ago. Here's what we're going to spend now. And you're suggesting that formula isn't working anymore because things are so much worse.
That's right. So we don't have enough money in our fire budget account. What that means is that we're substantially increasing every year the amount we're spending on fire. If you look back two decades, we used to spend about 16% of the U.S. Forest Service budget on wildfire. Today, we spend north of 50%. In a bad year, like last year, we'll spend north of 60%. And that shortchanges all the other things we need to spend money on, including forest restoration and management, which would allow us to do work in the woods to reduce the severity of fires in the first place.
What'll happen is when some other big spending bill has to get through, some Western senators will step forward and say, this thing isn't going through unless I get $2 billion or $3 billion for Western fires.
That's right. And what we need is a systematic change to the way we budget. And the problem we have now is that every year we're devoting more and more to firefighting. We're investing less in forest restoration and management. What we need to do is treat fires more like the natural disasters that they are, allow the agency, the Forest Service, to draw on an emergency fund so we don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul.
We're in an era, of course, Robert Bonney, where domestic spending is highly controversial. Lots of people are trying to make as many cuts as possible, and any sort of suggestion of increased spending, even if it's penny-wise, gets a lot of ridicule.
Yeah, that's right. The challenge here, of course, is that we're going to spend more money on both firefighting, but as well, we need to spend more money on the preventative work. And if we spend more money on the preventative work, yes, it will require more spending now, but it will save us down the road. So what we're asking Congress to do is to treat fires more like natural disasters, to create an emergency account, to allow us to invest in forest restoration over the long term. That will help us spend less money.
Are there enough powerful Westerners in Congress in positions of leadership who are going to convince the White House and all the powerful people that this is the thing to do?
Yes, I think I'm optimistic that over the long term we'll get this done. The challenge is we need to get it done now, and Congress needs to act now, because the longer we wait, the more expensive the problem gets, and the more firefighter lives and houses and people's lives we put at risk. And so I'm optimistic, again, that over the long term Congress will act, but we need them to act now.
The reality of Western wildfires in this country has changed. Robert Bonney is USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.